Now, before starting the next chapter, we just want to give a few introductory comments why we are doing this. See, the second chapter is all Apara Vidya, Apara, completely. But they say, oh, we are studying Upanishad for Para. Why suddenly the Rishi is giving us a whole section of Apara Vidya? For two reasons. One is that they are explaining rituals in detail. So by doing rituals and upasana, those who do it with that attitude, you can purify your mind and you can reach higher. Also, what they say, apara means do karmas. So by doing karmas, will I get the ultimate joy? No, I will get a temporary joy, and then joy will result in sorrow. Like I buy a new car, in the beginning it gives me joy, but after a few years it gives me sorrow. You know, same thing. I have a child, in the beginning he gives me joy, when he becomes teenager it gives me sorrow. So anything in the world will give you sooner or later sorrow. So they say that reason to do karmas is to develop vairagya. Somebody asked Guruji, you know, I don't have vairagya, Swami Tejomayananji. How does he says, go out in the world and suffer. When you have suffering, then you will get vairagya. So better is to get vairagya with knowledge rather than vairagya with suffering. So that's why they say do karmas. Also, to explain to you that jnanam, the highest knowledge, will take you to moksha. But worldly activities will take you to bondage. You know, the more you get involved in the world, more you get bound. That's why they say reduce your, you know, attachments, don't spread your things too much, cut down your activities, cut down your needs, your requirements for spiritual progress. And also, there are two kinds of knowledge, pavani and patani. Pavani means knowledge that will purify. Patani means that will take us downward. So after this section, the rest of the Mundak Upanishad will take us upward. But this particular section, if you don't do with the right attitude, you will go downward. That's why they say the Mundak Upanishad is very interesting. It is the summary of the entire Vedas. Mundaka Upanishad, because in the beginning it tells the first two sections, you know, the karma section and the upasana, that is explained in the beginning, in the first two sections. After that, it goes to the jnana portion. So the karma portion is also explained, upasana also is explained, and jnanam is also explained in this. So that's why this is considered to be the summary of the entire Upanishad. Now we'll go to section 2, chapter 1, section 2, mantra number 1. Varshaben, you have it? Section 2, mantra number 1. You have it?
Yes.
Etat satyam mantreshu karmani kavayaha.
एतत् सत्यं मन्त्रेषु कर्माणि कवयोः
यान्यपश्यन्स्तानि त्रेतायां बहुधा सन्ततानि.
यान्यपश्यन्स्तानि त्रेतायां बहुधा सन्ततानि
तान्याया चरत नियतं सत्यकामा.
तान्याया चरथ नियतं सत्यकामा
एष वः पन्था सुकृतस्य लोके.
एष वः पन्था सुकृतस्य लोके
And mute, we'll chant together. तदेतत् सत्यं मन्त्रेषु कर्माणि कवयो यान्यपश्यन्स्तानि त्रेतायां बहुधा सन्ततानि. तान्याया चरथ नियतं सत्यकामा. एष वः पन्था सुकृतस्य लोके. Now they are talking about the mantras, about the karmas mentioned in the Upanishad. So as we said, it is taking us to the beginning portion of the Vedas, the mantras that are in the Vedas. So tad etat satyam. So these Vedas are the truth. We have to have total faith in that because they were revealed to the rishis by the Supreme Lord in their meditation. Mantreshu. So in these mantras of these Upanishads, karmani, all the rituals are mentioned. And who knows them? Kavi. Kavaya. Kavi does not mean poet. Kavi means mantra drashtas, who the mantras were revealed to, or those who have understood these mantras, who know the meaning of that. And yani apashyan. Apashyan here does not mean seen. Yani apashyan means they have been practiced. So these karmas that are in the mantras have been practiced when? In all the yugas. But here it says Tretayam. So in the Treta Yuga. So he says if in the Treta Yuga, then why are we doing it now? But Treta has another meaning. We'll talk about that. And Bahudha Santatani, and have been continued ever since the beginning of creation. You know, people have been doing rituals, mantras. So these mantras, Tani Acharatha, practice these mantras, you know, practice these rituals, mantras, and practice these rituals, Niyatam, always. So it should be done on a regular basis, this practicing of these rituals. And Satyakama, how? With true wishes, not that by doing mantra, I will get, you know, this or that, I'll get more power or wealth or whatever. Like people used to do that, you know, Ashwamedh Yajna to get more power. No, yajnas or mantras should be done for purification, so I may go higher in my spiritual journey. Same way when we do chanting, you know, we'll talk about that. So Satya Kama, so by the right desires, and Esha Vaha Pantha. So these will be your path, Sukritasya Loke, to the higher worlds. So one benefit of doing these rituals is you can go to the higher world, you can go to heaven and so on. So here in this section, mostly it is about going to heaven. And then later on, of course, the knowledge part will be coming. But here, and at the end of this section, they will say Pariksha Lokan. People who did these, you know, they realized that they didn't get final joy. And that's when they approach the rishis. Also in, you know, in what we just did, the Upanishad that we did, Kaivalya Upanishad, the great, you know, the great student who has written many mantras of the Upanishads, he approaches Brahmaji for the highest knowledge, realizing that no matter how much you progress in the world, you will not get the highest. So as we said, they are true, and this is a revelation of the to the kavis, to the wise people. It was revealed to them, and they have been practicing in the Treta Yuga. Also, Treta means in the three Vedas, Rig Veda, Samved, Yajurved. You say, what about Atharvaved? Atharvaved is where this Upanishad is found. So we'll talk about Atharvaved, but where they mean three means in the three Vedas. Bahudha Santatani, they have been scattered all over and they have been practiced ever since time memorial. So in the four Yugas, what is needed for enlightenment to progress? So said in Satyug, Dhyana, meditation was mentioned. In Treta Yug, Yajnas, you know, doing Yajnas, ritual sacrifices. In Dwapar Yug, Puja, Upasana, and so on. They say, we are in Kali Yug, what should we do? So just says, just do Japa, chant the name of the Lord. So somebody went to Swami Tejomayananda ji and asked him, can you tell me the spiritual practice for this yuga? He said, just say Ram Nam, just keep chanting. He said, that's all? He says, yeah, that's all. He left. He says, this is not a good teacher. The point is that Of course, we should do meditation, we should do some puja, some japa and all, but japa is the main means in the Kali Yuga because people's minds are very gross compared to in Satyug when people's minds were very subtle. Our minds are at much lower level. But you know, if you can sit and meditate, do some puja, definitely all of them should be done. But the main sadhana is japa yoga, and one has to have a strong desire. And as we said, satya kama means desire for the right thing. That's why Bhagwan in the Bhagavad Gita, we also talked about that yesterday in the chanting class. Dharma viruddho bhuteshu kamosmi bharatarshabha. O Arjuna, I am desire that is not opposed to dharma. See, we have desire, and if it is adharmic desire, then that desire will take us away from dharma. So Bhagavan says, I am that desire which takes you towards dharma and takes you towards me, towards enlightenment. So that desire I am. So that's what we have to understand, that kama I have. And even when you have rajas, if you have a lot of rajas, mix the rajas with sattva and do activities for the benefit of society. You know, do activities for the benefit of society. Even if you have a lot of rajas, you have to work, Bhagwan says, but mix rajas with sattva and do activities for the benefit of Veda society. And these Vedas, as we mentioned, are revelations. Now, when we do yajna, there are four priests required. One from the advanced yajna, one from Rig Veda, Sam Veda, Yajurveda, and Atharva Veda. So one, the first priest is called Hota. These are just technical words that we just, you know, if you don't have to know it. Samved, he mantra who can chant is called Udgata. Then Yajurved is called Advaryu, and Rigved, Samved, Yajurved, and Atharvaved. The fourth one is called Brahma. So when the first three priests are chanting mantras, the fourth one is finding errors if any mistake happened. So simultaneously he chants mantras to correct. So that is how this, and these rituals should be done niyatam. Niyatam means should be done daily, should be, you know, prayers, whatever you have decided, you should do daily. You should not skip. So say you have decided, I'm going to do five malas every day, right? Five japa malas. And today I have less time. So you don't say, Arya chutti, you know, I'll skip it. No. Instead of five, do three. You can do kal lopa, not Kriya Lopa. Don't skip the activity, but cut down the time. Like today, you know, I cannot do the very lengthy puja. So Bhagwan, you ask for apology and cut down the steps. So or if you can't do in the morning, do in the evening. So time can be changed, but once you have made a sankalpa, that should be practiced. So discipline is required. And so that's what he says. And these will take you to Sukritasya Loke, will take you to higher worlds. So doing rituals, doing activities, doing all these prayers and all will take you towards higher world. And that's why discipline is required. And it will take you to Lokaha, the higher worlds. And that is the purpose of doing upasana, of doing rituals. You know that you it will go take you to heaven, but again that is not our purpose. But this section of the Mundaka Upanishad is meant for heaven. So then later on the knowledge portion will come. Now the second one in this section, Ambika, do you have that? लदा यदा लेलायते ह्यर्चिः
यदा लेलायते ह्यर्चि
संमिधे हव्यवाहने
संमिते हव्यवाहने
तदा जग तदाज्य भागावंतरे नाहुति।
तदाज भागावंतरे नाहुति
प्रतिपादयेत्
प्रतिपादयेत्
नदी श्रद्धया हुतम
श्रद्धया हुतम्
दैट्स बीन केप्ट इन ब्रैकेट्स इन योर बुक इट इज इन ब्रैकेट्स राइट श्रद्धया हुतम बिकॉज सम रीडिंग्स हैव इट सम ऑथर्स डोंट हैव दैट शंकराचार्य जी डजंट राइट अ कॉमेंट्री ऑन दैट बट सिंस इट इज देयर वी शुड स्टडी इट सो श्रद्धया हुतम मीन्स वेन आई एम डूइंग दीज रिचुअल्स I must do it with Shraddha, with faith. That is very important. You know, even in the Kaivalya Upanishad, the teacher tells the student, Shraddha, Bhakti, Dhyana, Yoga, Tavaihi. So you have to get this knowledge with Shraddha, Bhakti, and Jnanam, and meditation. So Shraddha is very important. Now, Lelayate Harchi. Yada means Lelayate Hirchi. Hirchi means the fire when the fire is kindled. So, when the fire is lit for the yajna, and Samidhe means it is a blazing fire. You know, Bhagwan in the Bhagavad Gita also says, Yas Yata Samidogni, just as the fire burns all the wood, so knowledge burns all the karmas. So Samidhe means a blazing fire should be there. That's what Gurudev says, brightly dancing fires. Herchi means Agni, Samidhe is blazing. He Hyavya Vahane means it is the sacred fire. So the fire that is lit is the sacred fire. It should be a blazing fire. And Ahuti, where do you offer the offerings? Tada, then. Aja Bhaga Vantarena, in the middle part. What is the middle part? How do we know what is the middle part of the fire? We'll talk about that. Pratipadayet. So they are giving detailed instructions of how offerings are to be made in the fire. So, you know, when the fire is blazing, how do you, what does the fire do? Like you want to offer something to Prajapati. So you say, Yada Prajapataye Swaha, Prajapataidam Namama, Indraye Swaha, Indriya Idam Namama. So I'm offering this to Prajapati, or I'm offering this to Indra, or I'm offering it to Vayu or whoever. So the God won't come down, but the fire is the FedEx. It will carry your prayers to the higher. So when you offer to any God, you say, I'm offering to Vishnu, Bhagwan, or Lord Krishna, or whatever. When the yajna is done for that purpose, like when we do Sudarshan Homa also, it is carried to Sudarshan Bhagwan. So it is the fire which is the transporter. And the flames have to be brilliant, not smoky. And then where and when, you know, it says it should be done first early in the morning, always at the same time. And preferably, and like we said, if you cannot do in the morning, do it in the evening, but it should be done regularly. And it should be done sitting where the priest should face east. So priest sits on the west side and faces east. And there is the fire. If he's in the middle, there is a northern fire and the southern fire. The fire is there, but the one on his left side becomes north, and on his right side becomes south. So where the middle of that two fires are, that's where the ghee or the milk should be offered. So the fire, if it is smoky, you have to remove the smoke, wait for the smoke to go away. If you have used something wet or some, you know, wood or something which is not, then let the smoke disperse, let the fire become brilliant, put some ghee, put some dry wood and so on. And then when you are doing the yajnas, the priest has to be alert and the yajman. Sitting, the one who is sitting and who is, sponsoring the yagna, whoever is the main sponsor sitting there. And also all the others should be very alert. And at that time, my mind should be on Bhagwan, on higher, not on what is the purpose, what am I going to get, or so our mind wanders. When the yagnas go long and the mantras are going on, our mind wanders. So the mind should be on the yajna, on the mantras, and attention should be focused on God constantly. So that's why, and it should be done with Shraddha. And then they say that when you do in the morning, you should offer it to Surya Bhagwan. And when you do it in the evening, when the sun is setting, then you offer it to Agni. So Surya is the light in the morning, Agni is the light in the evening. So that's why you say, Suryaye Swaha, Prajapataye Swaha, Iti Prata. So in the morning, Prata, it should be Suryaye, Prajapataye Swaha. How about in the evening? Agnaye Swaha, Prajapataye Swaha, Iti Saya. It should be offered in the evening to Agni. So here, basically, they have just told us the little introduction to the rituals. And then from the third mantra onward, more details will be given about these mantras and what is Agnihotra. Agnihotra means the one who is doing the sacrifice here. Agnihotra means there's a particular sacrifice called Agnihotra sacrifice, which will be described in more detail. So we have finished four mantras for today. So we have some extra time if anybody has any questions or comments. There is not too much knowledge. It was mostly related to rituals, apara, but as they say, we need to know apara so that you lose interest in that. Otherwise, people have a lot of interest in heaven or by doing these rituals, what will I get? So develop vairagya. So the purpose of apara vidya is to develop vairagya. And seeing that these lower activities do not give me the highest truth, and then ultimately, whatever you get in the world leads to sorrow because we have so much fascination for worldly objects, worldly things, worldly possessions, worldly powers. To develop vairagya, this whole section is meant for that. So I'll end here if anybody has questions, comments. Yeah, Lata.
This was very interesting, that mantra number 8 in that previous section.
Okay.
Yeah, you said the creation, Brahmaji, the creation, right? He created, but then tapas came, and then Brahma expands, annam, and then prana, mana, satyam, loka, karma. That was the sequence you just so one thing I so it said in the book, the reality, creative force is what became Brahma, right?
Yes.
That's how we will think about it,
Absolutely.
Brahmaji.
Right.
But you brought out that he created based on the previous Purva Srishti creation, and from the from what was known in the knowledge, based on that, this next creation happened.
Right.
But then Brahmajis are different in every creation.
But that knowledge gets transferred. The knowledge gets transferred. So they have the knowledge to create. When they do tapa, when they do that, then the knowledge comes to them. The knowledge.
Because that reality is still the
The
same, right?
atom is still there, but the knowledge is transferred from Brahmaji to Brahmaji.
I
So the
see.
knowledge is revealed to them.
I see. I see.
Yes, knowledge. Like we said, A teacher will teach based on what she has taught last year. So same way, the what creation, see, the what happens is the whole, the what you call, the basis is already been set. Upon that, then there can be variations, but the basic substratum, the theme is the same.
Right.
There can be, and there are different worlds. You know, here we have humans that walk. We may have different aliens. You know, they draw all these pictures, and there could be in other worlds. They don't have to be like us.
True.
Don't have to be like humans, animals. They could have totally different forms, different way of moving, talking, you know, behavior. So all that. So
So
that's.
I was a little confused when I just read it before you explained. You said the five elements were already there in the Sushupti stage. Is that what it is when one creation is over and
When
some
everything goes into unmanifest,
right?
everything goes into unmanifest, and that becomes manifest. Yes,
Okay. So that came
that is called
first to
night.
create the annam.
Now that is creates the unknown, right? So
Okay.
like, you know, what is called the day of Brahmaji. Day of Brahmaji is when all the cosmoses are functioning, all the creation is happening, and then after 4 point some billion years longer, it all goes into pralaya. Everything ends. That's what even they say, that our sun will die down, won't have energy, and then there will be 4 billion years of darkness where there is no life, no planets, no stars, nothing. It will be shunyam, where that Brahman alone is. But that all of those, it has even the karma. Suppose I do some karma and I don't get result, and pralaya happens, that karma will come after 4 point.
Oh my goodness.
Very careful what karmas. Yeah, four after 4.3 billion. Suppose that pralaya happens and you didn't get that. That's why they say karma is amritam. It is for the result, and then all that goes into unmanifest, all the beings, all the thoughts, all the ideas, all the elements. And then after 4 point some billion years, when Brahmaji wakes up, then again he comes out of Vishnu Bhagwan's navel. Then Vishnu Bhagwan is the reality, he's the substratum, and from that Brahmaji emerges. Then he looks around, where am I? And then he starts the creation.
But the hope is those karmas will come in the Satya Yuga, because when the new creation happens, hopefully we will be in Satya Yuga.
With Sat Yuga, that is true, but if you have done a bad karma, you will still get bad result.
Okay.
Good and bad people both were there.
Because the end is at the end of Kali Yuga,
Yeah,
and then the new thing comes, it becomes the Sat Yuga, I think.
right.
The chronology is that way. So,
Absolutely. At the end of Kali Yuga comes Sat Yuga. But
okay.
like even in Treta Yuga, Ramchandra's time, he was the perfect. There was still Ravana. In Bhagavan's
That's true.
time, there was, Kansa and all the Kauravas. So in all the yugas, good and bad people are there. Doesn't mean in Satyug everybody is good.
Sure. Okay.
That doesn't mean all good things only happen that time.
Yeah, but the preponderance of Sattvic was there during that. Okay.
Deepika, you
And
have a question?
yes, I have a question on it. So the only, how can you exhaust your karmas? Only through meditation? Is that how you exhaust your karmas, or how can you reduce them?
I
Like
think,
good or bad?
but you can exhaust your karmas first by doing karma yoga. Whenever you do an activity which is without selfishness, without I, me, and my, when karma yoga is done, then you are exhausting your karma. So that is one. So you do karma yoga. Second is upasana, by remembering the Lord, by doing puja, by doing prayers. That is another way. And third is by the right knowledge that I am not this body, I am Brahman. By doing that, and once you have that understanding, that all your karmas get dissolved. Otherwise, one karma at a time you can do by karma yoga, by bhakti, by all that. But once you have the knowledge that I am not this body, I am that, and once you are firmly established in that knowledge, that becomes you become a knower, a Brahman, then all your sanchit karmas and all your all of those will go away. You will have no karmas left. Only the prarabdha of this particular birth you will have to. You know, all the sanchit and agami karmas get burnt. Only whatever is prarabdha of this life you will have to undergo. So how do we reduce our karma load? By doing karma yoga, by serving the world without expecting anything, without I, me or my, without doership. You know, I am a servant of God. So do all that and try as much as possible to help others. Do whatever you can as much as possible to help others to serve. Then regular puja, regular prayers, and again, dedicating all the activities to Bhagwan. You know, while I'm working also, Bhagwan should be with me. So remembrance of Bhagwan will purify your mind, reduce your karma load. And third is by right knowledge, by studying the Upanishads, by studying the scriptures. And then meditation is the fourth. So karma, bhakti, gyan, and then dhyan. Meditation is the fastest way to dissolve vasanas. Dhyanam is the best. But all of them should be done. Everybody should do some service, some bhakti, reading every day, knowledge, so that I get firmly established in this idea that I am not this body, I am Brahman, I am that consciousness. And then meditating upon this. So meditation is the combination of all three, body, mind, intellect, all three are involved in meditation. So they say with the body, you serve God, with the mind, you love God, and with the intellect, you know God. And in meditation, all three are there, body, mind, intellect.
Thank you, Anil.
Good question. Thank you. Anybody else has any questions or comments?
We have class next week, right?
Class, that will be the last class, 27th. That will be the last for the summer. Then we'll meet on August 20th or 19th, whatever that. I think August 19th is Tuesday. But yeah, we'll have one more. Actually, most of the classes will go one more week. Even our Gita chanting and Sanskrit class, all of them will go one more week. I don't know about Sharad's. Are you going to do more than 1 week? 2 weeks, right. Okay. No other question, we'll end. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Thank you. Hari Om.